So anyway, I saw those fingers and I figured I'd try them, and I have never, we don't want to see nothing else. We had the ones, those German ones, those little yellow and black ones that honeybee sells.
Right.
Well, they'll do a pretty about if you lose one or you turn it in, go run it through a combine, you take out a $3,000 rotor. But these we have never lost them. The only thing is once in a while when you go to, you know, if you run it in the ground like we got pivot wheels, it'll turn it down. But then I take a heat gun, heat it up, turn straight it up, and stick it in the cold water.
All right.
And, oh, yeah. But we're impressed. Last year we had some sawflies. We had it on one water, on dry land, wheat, winter wheat. Well, we lost about 40%, and then we put those on there, and I'm not lying to you, that those fingers picked up. We put them out every 8 to 10, 12 inches, and they picked up, we could say, 98% of what was on the spot. Doing some barley and some wheat that's laying down really large, and it's laying flat. We're cutting about 2 inches off, two inch in the ground. So we got the header tilt on our slaughter. You can tilt it when it's really there now. You tilt it so you cut off about an inch off, and you do a super job for us.
Well, that's good.
And I talked to about 6 colonies over by Great Falls yard. They got a lot of sawflies for Benton, and they've been calling me, and I've been telling them, you come and watch us. And I know there's about 5 or 6 colonies that have been buying them for their combines. But we're really pleased with them.
So they're doing a good job for you.
They're doing I don't know what we've had those yellow honey fingers, and we had the old Dagelman, the ones that float. They're no comparison. Yeah, I'm running the night shift on one of the swatters.
Oh, I see.
And I last night you seen the stuff I was picking up. It was damp, and but we have to get it down. And I tell you, it was. They don't plug up. They're nice. We're really happy. I had one that was turned back. I had a pivot wheel, and I guess bent the rubber back, but it don't hurt the bracket. So I just take a heat gun, warm it up, bend it back, and stick it in the cold water. And they do run international swatters with honeybee headers on there, and we got those lifters on there, and just doing super job.
How do you adjust them, David?
Okay, the first thing we do, my son runs one swatter. We took a block, and we put the swatter down so we can cut about an inch off the ground if we have to, so it'll just float above the ground. It will not touch running the ground, and then we set one, and then we raised up the header, and on the back end, right behind where you adjust it there, we made a kind of a little wooden block. It's got it in this little the size of that, and just put it, carry it with him after he goes out, and he puts them on there, he adjusts them back, that's they're all the same, and then puts his block back in his toolbox, and he goes.
Also, do you grow peas or lentils or anything?
He has. We grow peas and lentils. Everybody around here grows peas and lentils. We had peas. We combined them yesterday.
And you use the fingers on those, too?
Last year we used them, this year we didn't have them. But last year they were laying down terrible. We had to only go one direction. After we put the fingers in, we could go either direction.
Is that right?
Yes. See, and we got honeybee headers on our international combines too, so that we can flip those fingers from one machine to the other. We got 3 sets, so. My son said you can be proud of your product.
Well, thank you very much, sir. What's your son's name?
Gideon. Okay. Been running a swatter for 14 years now, and he's had the Schumacher, we've had the Dagelman, we've had the Homme, said there is no better. And he didn't need them for his sand point. He cut sand point. It's a lagoon like alfalfa, and it was lodging really bad. He makes seed. So anyway, and I called him. He said, no, I didn't use them yet, so I stitched if we're able to get them, and they called me back today. They thanked me for getting them for me, that they really work good.
Boy, that's good.
And they work good for sawflies, and I mean sawflies. Riverview called me. I was down there last week. They got 2 places, farming about 15,000 acres. in that old Fort Benton area. It's laying flat on the ground. There's a lot of custom cutters down there, and I talked to a lot of them down there and told them to go to open equipment, get those lift fingers. Don't worry about getting them in the combine or hurting the combine if you lose one, which you have never lose one. I've never lost